Trump says Iran's handling of Strait of Hormuz is not the agreement we have. Ceasefire or no ceasefire. The Middle East's reshuffling is not yet done. Melania Trump denies ties to Jeffrey Epstein and urges hearing for survivors. UK says Russia ran submarine operation over cables and pipelines. White House's staff told not to place bets on prediction markets. Russia and Ukraine agree to truce for Orthodox Easter. Al Jazeera condemns killing of journalist in Israeli strike in Gaza, U.S. She has led in 4,499 refugees since October. All but three were South African. Artemis Gru returning to Earth with all the good. Stuff from Moon Discoveries. Hip-hop pioneer Afrika Bambaataa dies aged 68. India proposes new rules to regulate news and political posts on social media. Trump criticizes NATO as alliance chief describes meeting as very frank. French far-right leader romantically linked to Italian princess. Amazon to end support for older Kindles, prompting user outcry. Spreading Islamist insurgency dominates Benin's presidential campaign. Endless fears, even if fighting stops, the damage to Iran's children will endure. Trapped miner rescued from flooded Mexican tunnel after 14 days. He's Australia's most decorated soldier. Now he's at the center of a historic war crimes case. Argentina passes bill loosening protection of its glaciers. Pioneering wildlife cameraman Doug Allen dies after falling ill in Nepal. Best-selling The Housemaid author Freda McFadden reveals true identity. Petrol and diesel prices rise again as concerns grow over ceasefire. Ships remain cautious approaching Strait of Hormuz amid fragile ceasefire. Ketamine queen. Sentenced to 15 years in Matthew Perry overdose death. Prosecutors seek Tiger Woods prescription drug records after Florida arrest. Germany suspends military approval for long stays abroad for men under 45. Hot in the city, energy crisis tests Singapore's aircon addiction. Lebanon thought there was a ceasefire, then Israel unleashed deadly blitz. Has the U.S. achieved its war objectives in Iran? What we know about the two-week ceasefire between the U.S. and Iran. The U.S. refinery now processing Venezuelan oil. Indian migrant workers hit by cooking gas shortages are leaving cities. Has Artemis II shown we can land on the moon again? Melania Trump, I never had a relationship with Epstein. BBC at the site of Israeli airstrikes in Beirut. Watch BBC asks Artemis II crew a question in space. Watch Pope Leo XIV spins basketball on his finger. With help from Harlem Globetrotters, oil climbs as strikes on Saudi facilities stoke anxiety, Hormuz near standstill. Gold prices dip ahead of US-Iran talks, CPI data set for weekly rise. Japan rules out major domestic risks from private credit for now. Russian diplomat, Moscow will not abandon Cuba, help with energy. Oil prices extend gains as Hormuz disruptions persist. US-Iran talks eyed gold prices inch up amid hopes of Iran's ceasefire stabilizing. Attacks cut Saudi oil output and east-west pipeline flow, state news agency says. Oil prices pull back from session highs on Israel-Lebanon agreeing to negotiate. Lebanon seeks temporary ceasefire to allow broader talks with Israel, official says. Peru faces record field in election, corruption and crime top voter concerns. Taiwan stocks higher at close of trade. Taiwan weighted up 4.61%. RS2 CEO gives card issuing unit 2 years to prove fintech model works. BofA names top EDA stocks as rising chip complexity boosts demand. TSMC revenue jumps 45% in March, beats expectations in Q1. Stefano Gabbana has stepped down as Dolce & Gabbana chairman. Filing shows Bessent Powell warned bank CEOs about Anthropic model risks, sources say. TSMC's Q1 revenue jumps 35% YY, beats market forecast. Artemis II astronauts hurtle home from moon towards splashdown. NVIDIA-backed Lumentum sees orders filled through 2028 on AI demand. Bloomberg Tokyo. Electric shares rise on report of SoftBank, Blackstone Capital interest.